today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I got no time for the corner boys.
What?
Or the girls on the avenue.
We're not on an avenue, we're in a pool house.
Tonight, I'm going to take that ride across the river to the Jersey side.
Seriously, man, I need you here to do the podcast. All right, Summer Music Week.
Yeah, rolls on.
This is the perfect setting for it. I hear really a lot of birds and monkeys.
Yeah.
They sound like monkeys. I don't know what they are.
I don't know, but I can see the beautiful blue water of the pool reflected in this large screen TV here in the Tiki Sports House.
I'm going in after this. Really I'm going nice. In.
All right, I'm right behind you, man.
Amazing. All right, so you are listening to Rock in the Suburbs. We're talking about summer music all week. We are at Greg Wilson's beautiful home. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Greg Wilson.
And Greg, you have a special treat for us, right?
Yes. I mean, you can't be a bartender if you don't have a little special drink on day four when we're wrapping this thing up. And Patrick was kind enough to mention that there's a sign on my wall. Pat, if you would read that again.
Yes, that sign says there's not much Fireball can't fix.
So we have a little bit of Fireball, but I pour it over ice. I don't know what everyone thinks of Fireball, but at this particular point, after three episodes, I don't really care. And well, it's my bar.
And Jim, I'll tell
there's,
you,
there's
I've been
on
a
wall.
Few soccer trips with Greg, and I know Fireball.
That's how you guys know
well.
Each other, right? Soccer parents?
That's right.
Stuff?
Yeah, soccer parents and friends of daughters and schools and things like that. And
my shot glass is shaped like a boot. It says Munich.
Have you seen Beer Fest, Jim? You got to
yes.
get the bubble right.
When you drink, the shape of the boot causes an air bubble to form in the toe.
The bubble!
Now, this air bubble shoots around the heel and explodes towards your face while you drink it.
Do not mess up.
You're right. This is too tricky
it's
for me.
It's all about the bubble, man.
Gentlemen.
To summer songs.
Cheers.
To the Wilson Estate.
Thank ching you. Ching.
In one.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of chill makes it go down a little easier
really
than
does.
If you take it straight out of the bottle.
That was nicely, smoothly done and a nice mix there.
All right. So, while you guys are dealing with all that,
yeah.
let me kick this off. By saying this. So we've been talking all week about sort of summer music, and most of my picks have actually all of them so far have had the word summer
mm-hmm.
in the title. I
mm-hmm.
didn't when I was making my list, I didn't start off that way.
Some have been sad, some
but,
have been happy.
Yes,
yeah.
But it just kind of worked out that way, and I was
mm-hmm.
I sort of went with that. A good summer song does not have to have the word summer in the title.
Absolutely.
We've
not.
Established that.
I think we've established that.
What I want to do now is talk about this concept of song of the summer.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So every year, music media, music critics, things like that, they try to pinpoint, like, what is the song of the summer? What
yeah.
is that song that people are just going to be, you know, blaring out of their car windows or whatever?
Yeah.
Reality is that barely exists anymore,
no.
like it used to, because music's so fragmented now, right?
That's right. And streaming has sort of fragmented it even
right.
further than it used to be, right?
But that used to be a thing.
Yeah, of course.
Song of the summer.
Yeah, you'd hear it on the radio everywhere you went.
So I'm going to nominate this.
Okay.
This is a new release. This is a new song. I'm going to nominate this as the song of the summer for 2017.
About Dan Auerbach, Jim.
All right. So that's Dan Auerbach. Most people might know him from the Black Keys,
yep.
or he has another band that he leads called the Arcs.
Uh-huh.
I like...
He's made a solo record.
And this is a solo record that is just out this year, and that song is called Shine On Me. I like Dan because he's from Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
So that, you know, being an Ohio guy, that makes me happy. This is just a happy song. It just makes you happy, right? It reminds me of, like, you know, sunny days. And it also reminds me, like, it has a kind of a 70s vibe to it. Little bit of, it's like, ELO kind of tinge to it, I think.
Sure.
You know, without the strings and all that, but sort of that vibe. I think today, where we stand now in 2017, with sort of the state of the world and the state of this country, and everybody just sort of being kind of at each other's throats, and, you know, the country so divided and people just so angry all the time, we need a song like this. This is what we need. We need this, a song like this, to kind of bring us all together and just make us feel good. Shine On Me. So I'm nominating this as the song of the summer for this year.
Well, and it fits for me. I mean, I danced.
Yes, you did.
You guys were snickering at me, but
no, I loved it.
I couldn't help myself. I mean, it was a little twisty ass dance, but it wasn't bad.
That was dancing. It was good.
So you liked it?
Yeah. I did. I loved it. I'd never heard him before. I mean, it's kind of new and ready to go, but I liked it.
First song I've heard too from him as a solo artist, and it was shimmery. I liked it, right? It was right on top, and right up top, you know, really snappy and catchy, and I could see it definitely working, Jim. Well done.
All right. Take a break now.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Come back, two more summer song picks from Patrick and Greg.
Jim, I have some really good news.
What is it?
My subscription started to Rockin' the Suburbs today. So this morning I woke up, I walked outside to get my newspaper, and right there next to it was my Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, that's great. So somebody brought it right to you. It came to you because you subscribed.
Yeah, it was great. So when you subscribe, you don't have to do anything. It comes to you. So if we put out a new episode, it just shows up.
Like one of those boxes of food that people get delivered to their house, or a bottle of milk, right?
Set it and forget it.
Okay. So how would somebody do that?
Well, what I would recommend, Jim, is go to iTunes. And there's a little purple app on your phone you can use. And you can search Rockin' the Suburbs. Just hit the big subscribe button that comes up. Or you can go to iTunes on your, you know, manual home computer. Type it into the database. Put it through the mainframe. And it'll give you a big subscribe button. You just click that.
So unfortunately, one thing I don't think you can do is just open up the window and yell.
Not for this one.
I don't think that'll do it.
It's going to take a little more
effort. So don't do that. Go do like Patrick said. Go on your phone, on the app, or go to your computer. And please, it would really help us out. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs. You will not regret it. It'll come right to you. All right, we're back, guys.
We are back. We're here by the pool. Some of the family starting to gather around.
They are.
It's hard to keep people away from the pool.
Jumping
the temperature's
in the water
up
here.
In the 80s. Yeah. So
I think someone's going to plunge in shortly.
It's beautiful here.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I don't think I can take another fireball.
I'm not asking you.
Good.
When I poured two for Patrick.
Where are we going now with summer music?
Well, I'm gonna do something here, Jim, and I'll tell you. I've been really impressed with your picks, and thank you for sharing some of these new songs, which I think is great. I think it's a great way to go about summer music.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of nostalgic about summer music, though. Mm-hmm. I tend to fall back on stuff that I know and stuff that I have either had a connection with in the past, or stuff that, you know, evoked a specific memory for me. So last summer, I was driving down to the beach to meet my family for 5 or 6 days, short vacation. And I put on Coloring Book by Chance the Rapper.
Yes.
Because I really wanted to get deeper into that album. I'd heard a few songs here and there, and I really wanted to explore it. And I put it on and just really instantly fell in love with that record, and has been really just a favorite of mine and constantly on and off rotation for me since then. And I think the guy's so talented, and I love the way he approaches music. You know, he doesn't deal with a label. He does his own thing. He's
right.
Got his own independent operation. He doesn't bow down to anybody. You know, he kind of lets his artistic vision carry him where he's going to go. And he's got a song on that record called Summer Friends, and I think that's a good way to sum up what we've done here.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so I want to play a little bit of this by Chance.
Socks on concrete, Jolly Rancher kids. I was talking back and now I gotta stay at grandma crib. Bunch of tank top, nappy headed bike, stealing Chatham boys. None of my thing, I know that. None of my thing, I know choice. JJ, Mikey, Lil Derrick, and them. 79th Street was America then. Ice cream truck and the beauty supply. Blockbuster movies and hoes again. We were still catching lightning bugs when the plague hit the backyard. Had to come in that dark.
Cause the big shorties act hard. Okay, now day grandpa grand crossing. First day shooting. Summer school get to losing students, but the CPD getting new recruitment. I summer don't get no shine no more. I summer die, I summer time, don't got no time no more. Summer friends don't stay. Summer friends just stay. Hey. Stay around, yeah. Summer friends. Summer friends don't stay. Summer friends don't stay. Hey. Stay around, yeah.
It's nice, right? So Jolly Rancher Kids, White Sox on the Sidewalk, you know, some of the things we were talking about with Summer in the City by Lovin' Spoonful that Greg was talking about yesterday, you know, a lot of really great summer memories, but also summer friends don't stay, right? Some of that feeling of like, right. Hey, you know, some of you have this little summer romance or you meet somebody, you know, it's really interesting.
We were just talking earlier about your wife's pick for summer song that's being right. Summer Lovin', which right. Is that same theme, right?
That's right.
The summer romance, right? That's right. The summer fling.
Sandy from Ridgemont High. That's
right. Very good.
Or Rydell High, I think I got
it. Now, is this a song that you guys sort of bond over because you're like soccer parents? Is this like big with the kids?
Summer friends. Oh, I think Chance is real big with the kids, right, Greg? I mean, I know Ashley and Gigi are really big fans of Chance, and he's just huge right now among that sort of generation.
One of my daughters swung by and said, you know, Chance the Rapper. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty of course sure. I do. Dad. Seriously. And then she went to blow up something to throw in the pool. So priorities.
So we have one last Greg Wilson pick.
This is it. We started with Greg. We're going out with Greg.
That's right.
I'm feeling good about this
one. You know, and I think maybe if we, I don't know, should we ask Greg if maybe he can stick around for our Fan Mail Friday?
Would you like to do that?
Could he help us out, Greg?
Can we stay here one more day?
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
I have to ask my wife, but yes.
I like how he has the sunglasses on now, too. Right. He's like all about the summer.
It's good.
Right. So before we get to Greg's last summer music selection, let's just mention that you should listen to Rock in the Suburbs
every day.
Every day. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, or TuneIn. You can also find our website at suburbspod.com, where there's lots of cool stuff there. Somebody just went off the diving board.
German judge gave about a 3.5, though.
Her soccer coach gave it a 0.0.
This is so great.
Get out of the pool.
You can also email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our suburban party line, which is 612-440-1984. Please do that. And also find us on the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, and or Instagram.
You'll see some pictures from the tiki bar and the pool on Instagram. Yeah, we're going to take a bunch.
We're going to blow up Instagram with this week. It's at @suburbspod. All right, Greg, what do you got for us to close this summer music week out?
Well, Jim, you scraped the surface.
Scraped.
Of a band that I'm surprised we hadn't really heard much from when it comes to summer.
Yeah, me too. Yep. Right. Yep.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And we talked off mic about jukeboxes.
Yes, we did. Okay.
Very, very important part of my growing up, high school, everything else. Mm-hmm. So at the parentheses underage bar that I used to go to back in the day, because there used to be these places that we all knew about.
Well, that's right.
There was a jukebox. And while we were drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Patrick still drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I will. Yeah.
There was a Bruce Springsteen badge.
Okay.
And on the front side was Cover Me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the back side, however, was one of my favorites. And I need you guys to check me on this. Sure. I believe this song has never been recorded in studio. It's only been recorded live.
That's right. Not by Springsteen. Yep.
Right.
He's only done it live.
Right.
Yep.
And this is not a Springsteen original.
Nope.
It was written by somebody else.
Tom Waits.
But what I would say is the Springsteen version's pretty darn good.
Yes.
It's been played in a number of stadiums.
That's right. This version, I think, that we're going to hear was recorded in, you know, where else could be recorded, right? In Meadowlands Arena, New Jersey, right? If you're going to record a song.
Kind of makes sense.
Somewhere, right? 1981, July, so middle of the summer, July 9th, 1981, Meadowlands Arena. I'll stand with you on this, Greg. I think Springsteen's version cuts Waits by far. Like, it's way better than what Tom Waits was just never really willing to put himself out there emotionally like Bruce does for this
song. A certain kind of performer that you have to sort of be in that same sort of headspace
That's
with
right.
him as a performer. But the beauty of Tom Waits is that the songs can be translated by others.
That's right.
And made into other things, right? Yeah. Like,
well, let me just do a little sidebar on that. I got very much into The Wire.
Okay.
If anybody's seen, you know, the series The Wire.
Yes. Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. And
love it.
The One of the greatest song, shows ever. And we watched it this year. So we saved this one, and my wife and I got into it. And the theme song was written by
Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. And interpreted by a different artist each of the seasons.
Oh, so there you
and
go.
If wow, this hasn't been done, you know, on the podcast yet, that may be something worth doing. But anyway, to bring us back in, I'm a Giants fan, so this makes sense to me. Number one, I'm a huge Springsteen fan, so this is a big deal to me. And then the last point I would say is where we went after prom, and our kids are, you know, doing prom, graduation, about to have beach week, for those out there that understand what that means, and
yep.
the fathers that know what comes along with it that have
yep.
daughters.
That's right.
But what I would say is we would go down the shore as a New Yorker after beach week. So this is to all those people that like to go down to the shore.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tonight I'm gonna take that ride across the river to the Jersey side. Take my baby to the carnival, and I'll take her on all the rides. 'Cause down the shore everything's alright. You and your baby on a Saturday night. Now you know all my dreams come true when I'm walking down the street with you. Sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Ching Chang. Thank you, brother. I forgot. Okay. You guys have to do another one.
They're bubble.